When I love myself, I am able to love the world. One of the hardest things in the world for any of us to do is to love ourselves, really, to love ourselves, just to absolutely love ourselves. Not to love ourselves because of some reason, because we're nice, because we're thoughtful, because we're considerate, because we're lovable, but to love ourselves just because, and no reason whatsoever, but just because. And when I love myself just because, I am quite a wonderful person. I'm quite a wonderful being to be with. My life is not the kind of life that I've known it to be. My life is not the kind of life that I have experienced it to be in previous activities or any time. Because this morning, when I got up, I am a brand new person. This morning when I got up, I am a brand new being, and I said, I like me. I said, I love myself. And I said, I love the world. This is a wonderful life I live. This is a wonderful world I am in. This is a wonderful time to be me. Oh, yes. It's a wonderful time to be me. A wonderful time to be just who I am. Nobody else. Nobody other than me. Just who I am. Now, who am I? Who am I that I can love myself? Well, I am born in love. I live in love. I express love at every turn of the thought. And I say to myself, hey, that's a lovely flower. Oh, is that beautiful? And I love myself, because if I didn't love myself, I could not love that flower. I could not look at that flower and say, you are a lovely flower. I could not look at that flower and say, you are a spectacular flower. You are a most unusual, beautiful, outstanding, glorious flower. I couldn't say that. And the reason I couldn't say that would be because I would be judging it. Ah, when I love myself, I don't judge myself. When I love myself, I just am. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? How can I just be I am? How can I just be without any conditions? How can I be without any other thought than just to be? Now, I look at my toes and I say, they're nice toes. They're different from somebody else's toes. They're not like the normal toes. Some people have skinny feet, and some people have wide feet. Some people have flat feet. Some people have arched feet. Some people have lovely feet. But everybody's feet are their feet. And everybody's feet are without judgment. Your bad feet, your good feet. Who would ever say something silly like that, huh? All I say is, I love myself. I have nice feet. I have nice toes. I have wonderful feet. My feet are always fresh. My feet are always delightful. My feet are always wonderful. My feet are always perfect. My feet are always good. And my knees. Oh, look at those knees. Notice how they bend. They bend just so beautifully. Now, here I am, young or old. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. The condition of my knee is my mind and not my body. If my condition of my being is my body, then of course I have to give it all sorts of vitamins and minerals and give it all sorts of massages and give it all sorts of things. But if my body is my mind, then what I do is I give it beautiful thoughts. I give it beautiful thoughts that say to my mind, you're wonderful. That say to my mind, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. That say to my mind, hey, this is a fabulous body. This is a glorious body. When I love myself, I'm able to love the world. Now, I don't love the world because the world is good, bad, or indifferent. I love the world because I love me. And I am such a loving person inside of me, that's all that matters. I'm such a loving person inside of me that I say to my body, you are whole and perfect. Dum, 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 dum. You know, so flippantly, like a child might do. You are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. And that's all I say. That's all I am. I make no other condition. I make no other attitude. I make no other awareness of me and who I am than I am whole and perfect. And as I say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am joyous and just outstanding in every wonderful way. When I love myself, I am able to love the world. Yes, when I love myself, I'm able to love the world because I am in love with me. When a person is in love, they love some person, they are their sweetheart, and they say, oh, yes, I have a sweetheart. Oh, yes, she is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. They don't know if that person is good, bad, or indifferent. They don't know if that person is tall or short or fat or thin. They don't know anything about that person. They only know they love them. They love them with unconditional love. They love them. And they love them because they love themselves. If they had not loved themselves, they could not love another. If we do not truly love ourselves, we are incapable of loving anything or anyone else in our world. This is why it's so exceedingly important to recognize that when I love myself, I am able to love the world. When I love myself unconditionally, I love me and I love my world. I unconditionally love my sweetheart. I haven't the vaguest idea what my sweetheart is. All I know is I unconditionally love them. I do not judge them. I do not say they are whatever. They are a great musician, or they are a great friend, or they are a great mathematician. I don't say any of those things. All I say is I love them. Love needs no condition, and love accepts no condition. Love is beyond condition. And I am beyond condition when I love myself. When I love myself, I look at the world and say, wow, what a great and glorious world. Yes, because that's what my self says. It says, hey, if I love me, there's only things to love out there. Only things to love out there. At Christmas time, a child goes under the Christmas tree and there are all of the presents. And the child only sees the boxes that the presents are in. He doesn't see the open presents. And he begins to rip open the boxes and rip open the presents to find out what's in there. And oh, how wonderful each one is. Big and small, whatever. He loves each one. It makes no difference what they are. Because the child is so happy in himself. Because this is Christmas time. This is sharing time. This is gift-giving time. This is a time of unconditional love. The time of unconditional love where everything works out magic. Everything works out glorious. When I love myself, I am able to love the world. And when children are taught to love themselves, they, in that same love, love all the world. And if we can teach children to love themselves, to love themselves so completely, we will have a world of peace. But if we teach children to judge what they see and what they are, then the world will not be a very happy place at all. So this day I say, when I love myself, I love the world. When I love myself, I love everything that goes on. When I love myself, I have only one thought in my heart. And that thought in my heart is looking at the world and seeing it loving. When I love myself, I look at my world and say, wow, what beautiful people. When I look at my world, I say, fantastic. Reminds me of when I'm walking my path, I leave the house. And sometimes Rex is reluctant to leave there because he enjoys the monastery so much. And I walk up the staircase from the monastery, and Rex stands there watching me to see where I'm going to go, what adventure I'm going to go. And if I'm just going to go back to the Hermitage where we live, it's okay, but the monastery is kind of nice. There's people there and things there and cats there and activity there. And in my heart, I love myself. And I said, come on, Rex, walk with me. My good puppy, my wonderful dog, walk with me, come. And when I absolutely love myself, I absolutely love Rex. And Rex comes running along with me. I don't look back to see if he comes. He comes running along to be with me because I love myself and I can love my world. And all of my world responds to me in the same love that I give out, because that's all that matters. Let your world be a world of loving yourself and loving everything in your world today, right now, and know it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.